Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming scene. Lambs continued to trade well above last year's prices, with plenty in the 185 to 190 pence a kilo bracket. Although that's down a bit on the week before, prices are still a healthy 30 pence a kilo live weight ahead of 12 months ago. At Dingwall, it was a similar story for cattle at the anniversary show and sale, with the champion coming from Jay Munro and Son of Ard Guy walking away with £1,220 for a 545-kilo Limmy Cross. Bullocks averaged 198.5 pence, that's up nearly 16 pence on the year, and heifers were up nearly 17 pence to average 190.5 pence a kilo live weight. As the harvest got underway proper south of the border, grain prices started to shake out, and wheat seems to be settling down in the low to mid £170 a tonne now. The local word is some serious sunshine is needed to bring crops forward to harvest. Winter barley, very close, and wheat and spring barley are moving on, but not fast enough for some of us, although I guess we'll get down to some serious harvesting as usual once the Black Isle show is over. Speaking of shows, Nairn is on this coming Saturday with Turriff Sunday and Monday, and then the Black Isle on the 4th with a preview on the evening of the 3rd. Keith follows on the 7th and 8th, and Grantown on Thursday the 11th. And finally today, the Westminster government is facing renewed calls to look again at food inflation after a survey showed that 84% of us are worried about rising prices. Those higher food costs are forcing us to change our habits, with one-third reducing grocery spending over the past 12 months and many more going for value or cheaper products in an effort to tackle that inflation. Another tactic is to buy more products on promotion, such as buy one, get one free. Those promos are now at record levels, with 35% of all meats sold that way. And for some retailers, growth is driven almost entirely by cutting prices in one form or another. Ironically, it's all helping the hard-pressed pork producers, but it's almost too late for a lot of them. Those who have started to destock will probably not be tempted back to the business of keeping pigs ever again. And on that sad note, I'll leave you for today, but I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.